The congregation, please stand. The congregation may be seated. On behalf of the family, I would like to welcome you to this special service to remember and to give thanks for the life of our brother in Christ, Mr. Tommy Lavery. I know the family deeply appreciate your prayers and your support at this difficult time. The psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is the sympathizing Savior, the one who gives the oil of joy for mourning and the garments of praise for heaviness. He has even bidden us in his word to come and to cast our burdens upon him. And let's just do that now. Let's just bow and together in prayer and ask for the Lord's presence with us in this service. Our gracious God and eternal Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the privilege that is ours of coming in to Thy presence. We recognize it is Thee who giveth and who taketh away life. And we would bow before Thy sovereign throne this afternoon. We thank Thee that in Thy wisdom Thou hast chosen even to take Thy servant to be with Thee. And Lord, we thank Thee that Thou art ever mindful even of our own frailty and our sorrows. And Thou hast bidden us to cast our cares upon Him because He careth for us. We thank Thee for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that He is a sympathizing Savior. And Lord, Thou knowest even today that hearts are heavy. And we pray that Thou wouldst draw alongside of each. We do remember especially June. And we pray, Lord, for Thy hand to be upon her. We thank Thee for grace that has been given to her. And we pray that Thou wouldst continue to give help. We thank Thee for Hannah and Becky. And Lord, we know that they mourn the loss of a father today. And we pray, Lord, that Thou wouldst come and put Thine arms of love around them. We pray for the wider family circle, that Thou wouldst draw near to them and that Thou wouldst give help. We recognize, Lord, today that while we sorrow and we miss our brother, yet we thank Thee that because there was a day in his life when he came to the foot of the old rugged cross and he cried unto Thee for salvation, that he is with Thee today, which is far better. We thank You today for his life. We thank You for his service even to this congregation. We thank Thee that he touched many lives and was a blessing to those he came into contact with. And Lord, we come today and we pray that Thou wouldst be with us as we gather in this service. We recognize that without Thee we can do nothing. Comfort us through Thy word. And we pray if there are those today and they're yet strangers to Tommy's Savior, Lord, that they might come to know Him even this day. So, Lord, teach us to number our days. Help us to live with the day of her death before us, that we might always be ready for that moment when thou will call. So be with us and be our help, for we pray, Lord, in thy name and for thy glory. Amen. Amen. Could I just take this opportunity on behalf of the session and the congregation here to express our heartfelt sympathy to Tommy's family, to his wife June, and to his daughters Hannah and Becky. Also to Tommy's sister Amy and her husband, the Reverend Gerald Beatty, and to his brother Eddie and his wife Yasmin, and also to the wider family circle. I know that each of you will miss Tommy in different ways, but it is our prayer that you will know the comfort and the grace of God, not just today, but also in the days that lie ahead. The last time that Tommy was well enough to be in church was the harvest, and so it is appropriate that today we come for his funeral, and it is also the harvest. The family wish me just to say a few words of thanks on their behalf. They want me to thank the surgical and Manderville team in Craigavon Hospital, the Maurice Surgery, its doctors and nurses, for the way that they cared for Tommy. They went beyond the call of duty. Also to thank the Malkinson's funeral directors for all of their help and guidance. And also to thank family and friends who prayed for them and who sent messages of comfort. Let us worship God together in singing the first hymn in our order of service. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Because of COVID regulations, we'll keep our seats while we sing this hymn of praise. Thank you. Could I, at this stage of the service, just read to you a message on behalf of Hannah and Becky? Our daddy, our hero, words can't express how lost we are without you. You were our world, our rock, and mummy's right arm. With your infectious wit and humor, you always put a smile on everyone's face, and especially on the face of all the nurses in the hospital. A true gentleman right to the end, who suffered beyond belief, but it was an honor and privilege to be able to care and be with you unto the very end. Now is your time to be pain-free. Please don't worry, we will look after wee mum. Love you always and forever, Hannah and Becky. And can I pay tribute to Hannah and Becky for the way they cared for their father? I know that they were his world and that he deeply appreciated your care even of him. Let us turn to the Word of God. I want to read some verses from the Gospel of John, the chapter 13. John chapter 13, and reading from the verse 6. And Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? And Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. And Jesus answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And then can read one verse from the 116th Psalm. The psalmist said in the verse 15, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Amen. We know that God will bless the reading of his own precious word to each of our hearts. We're gathered here this afternoon to remember and to give thanks for the life of Mr. Thomas Lavery. Tommy was born on the 12th of February, 1950. He was the middle child in a family of three, with an older sister and a younger brother. He grew up in the Finnehy area of Belfast, and as a young teenager, he joined the Boys' Brigade, and he became a lieutenant in the 71st Boys' Brigade Company. His father conducted the 58th BB, Silver Band, and Tommy played the euphonium. If you're like me and not musical, can I explain that that was a brass wound instrument with valves? His brother played the cornet. And of course, that love of music stayed with Tommy all of his life. Both his father and mother loved and served the Lord. And on the 10th of May, 1964, Tommy, at the age of 14, trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his own and personal Savior. And it was in the Church of the Nazarene, there in that part of Belfast. He then began to attend the Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church along with his mum and dad. His grandmother lived in Oma, and his mum, one day visiting her, she looking for a bus back to Belfast, she, in the providence of God, met June's mum. Both of them discovered they were Free Presbyterians, and immediately a friendship was struck on. Tommy's mum, when in Oma, would have often called at June's mum's home. And for some reason, Tommy then began to visit his grandmother even more regularly. I've no doubt that he loved to be with his grandmother, but I think there was another attraction in Omagh. On the 9th of June, 1979, June and Tommy were married in Omagh Free Presbyterian Church. They had 42 years of married life together, and they were blessed with two daughters, Hannah and Becky. They were the apple of Tommy's eye. Tommy worked as a risk control surveyor for Eagle Star, and then when it was taken over in 1999 for Zurich, he loved his work. He also had a great love for bagpipes, boats, and also for cars. And he was so pleased when he got his new Hyundai car on the 1st of September last year. But while he loved those things, he lived. He lived for his family. And he lived for the Lord who had graciously and wondrously saved him. He served for 10 years on the committee here of this church. And he gave himself wholeheartedly to it and was diligent in all of his duties. However, he was diagnosed with bowel cancer around Christmas 2019, and he had to go through several rounds of chemotherapy. During all of that time, I never heard Tommy complain. There were days that you knew that he was very ill, but he always put a brave face on it, and he chatted away. Refusing to give in to his illness, he made good use of the time that he had. Many days he and June would head away down to Enniskillen, or they would head away up to the north coast. And can I pay tribute to June, Hannah, and Becky for the way that they cared for Tommy? He was the center of their world, and they no duty, no thing was too difficult for them. And they cared for him so diligently, right to the very end. And as we gather here today, we will miss him. While death has robbed us of his presence and robbed us of his fellowship, we can say with the psalmist, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. His passing last week was precious, precious in the sight of the Lord. And just for a few minutes, I want to draw your attention to these words of the psalmist. I think we notice, firstly, there is a reality here. The psalmist said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You notice that he was speaking here not of sinners, but he was speaking of the saints. And in so doing, he uses the personal pronoun. He describes them as his saints, indicating that they belong to the Lord. And although they were his, and they were saints, yet he speaks here of their death. You see, despite all of their privileges, he was indicating that one day they would die. You see, death is not merely a possibility, but it is a reality. Whether we are saints or sinners, one day we will die. Indeed, the apostle, drawing his readers' attention to Calvary, he then reminded them in Hebrews 9, verse 27, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. The word appointment here literally means to be laid up or to be laid aside. It could even be rendered reserved. In other words, he was reminding them that the Lord had reserved or set aside a day, an hour, a minute when they would die. In fact, the widow of Tekoa, speaking of King David, she said in 2 Samuel 14, in the verse 14, for we must needs die. And she reminded David, although he had royal blood flowing in his veins, although he had regiments at his command, yet one day he would die. You see, rather than a living people, we in reality are a dying people. Our bodies are decaying. A doctor on one occasion telling a young mother that she had just weeks to live, she asked him would he go and break the news to her young son. Going into the backyard, he took the little boy aside and he said, "Son, your mommy is going on a long journey and she won't be coming back." He asking when his mommy would go, the doctor said, "Do you see those leaves on the tree? When all of those leaves has fallen from the tree, your mommy will be gone." After a few days, the doctor called at the home, and seeing the young woman, he then asked where was the son. She said he was out in the backyard, and when he went out into the backyard, there the young boy was up a tree. And asking what he was doing there, he said, "I'm tying the leaves to the tree." You see, we cannot tie the leaves to the tree. If we could, we would have held on to Tommy for many, many more years. In fact, the doctors and the nurses did their very best to keep him here. But just over a week ago, he said goodbye to June and to Hannah and to Becky. The Roman philosopher Seneca once said, "Death is the wish of some, the relief of many, and the end of all." And the solemn reality is that each of us one day will die. We will breathe our last. And I wonder, what thought have you given to that day? What preparation have you made for that moment in time when you breathe your last and you stand before the judgment throne of Almighty God? Not only is there a reality here, there is a righteousness here. He said in that verse, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." You notice here that they were not saints after, but they were saints before their death. The word saint here is elsewhere translated in the pages of the Old Testament three times as holy. In other words, they were holy ones, not through works of their hands, but he mentions in verse 13 the cup of salvation, drinking or taking of God's salvation. They were saints, or they were holy ones in the sight of God. Their sins had all been forgiven. In fact, he refers to them here as his saints. In other words, they were those who had a personal relationship with the Lord. You see, at the cross, Christ took our unrighteousness so that if only we trust him, he would give to us his perfect righteousness. Taking our sin, he would make us saints. Indeed, reminding the Corinthian believers that they were saints, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." They were made righteous, not through their flawed righteousness or their flawed works, but through the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, at the cross, Christ provides for us something that we could never provide for ourselves. He gives to us his salvation or his righteousness. The psalmist said in verse 13, "I will take of the cup of salvation." And Tommy drinking of that cup of salvation on the 10th of May, 1964, he not only never thirsted again, but in that moment he was clothed in the righteousness of Christ. He received his perfect salvation. Breathing his last just over a week ago, he coming into the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he was not clothed in his works, but he was clothed in the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if only you trust him today, he will become your Savior. He will become your Redeemer. And more than that, you will thirst no more. By that day, Tommy drank of the water of life. He trusted Christ as his Savior. And I wonder today, have you ever thought of that? If not today, will you come to Christ and be clothed in his perfect righteousness, and know that it is well with your soul? Lastly, notice there is a richness here. He said in verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. These words at first glance seem contrary to the rest of the scripture. Is death not described in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 as the last great enemy? It brings separation and much sorrow into our hearts and into our homes. However, while it may not be precious in the eyes of some, we are told here that it is precious in the eyes of the Lord. Why? Because it brings those who have drank of God's salvation into the presence of the King of Kings, where there is no more sin and where there is no more sorrow. You see, death for the child of God is not the end. It is but the stepping stone into the very presence of God. Indeed, the Apostle Paul, speaking of death, he said in Philippians 1, verse 23, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. The word depart here draws and reminds the picture of a great ship leaving port, gliding out into the open and uncharted waters of death. There was no uncertainty in Paul's mind. He said it would bring him to be with Christ. No wonder he said for him to die was far better than it was to live. Again, the Lord speaking in the last book of the Bible, he said, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. You notice they were in the Lord. They had trusted Christ, and therefore they were blessed. Or as the word means, happy. There was happiness. Death for the redeemed is not merely the end of an old life. It's the beginning of a new life. It brings great eternal gain. On the 1st of March, 1981, the great preacher and Bible commentator, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, lay on his deathbed. Losing the ability to speak, he indicating he did not want any more prayers for his recovery. He took a piece of paper and he wrote on that piece of paper, do not hold me back from glory. He knew because his faith was in Christ that dying, he would go to glory to be with the Savior. We have come into the autumn and the leaves are turning brown and they're falling of the trees. The leaves are dying, and yet it is one of the most beautiful times of the year. And similarly, there's a beauty about the death of a child of God. It is but the stepping stone into glory, where there is no more night, no more sorrow, and no more pain. Today, it is not Tommy who sorrows, but it is we who are left behind. Just over a week ago, he left the land of the dying, and he entered into the land of the living. Someone said, there's no place like home, especially when home is heaven. Today, Tommy is at home with the Lord. And if you're to meet Tommy one day, then you need to be one of Christ's saints. You need to drink of the cup of salvation. You need to trust Christ as your own and personal Savior. And if you do, then one day he will bring you to glory. Drinking of that cup, the psalmist said in verse 1, I love the Lord. And loving the Lord, he then said in verse 6, and he helped me. And today, if only you take Christ, he will be a helper. He'll help you today and help you in the days that lie ahead. May we gather today, but in our sorrow there's hope. Tommy has gone to meet the Lord he loved and served with all of his heart. And I wonder, will you meet him? Will you meet Tommy in the by and by? If to meet him, then you need to trust his Savior. You need to make him your Redeemer. You need to invite him into your heart. May God take his word and bless it to each of our hearts. We're going to sing our closing hymn, Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast, thereby his love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall rest. We'll keep our seats while we sing this closing hymn. Perhaps we could ask you to be upstanding for the closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that Tommy today is safe in thine arms. We thank thee for that day when you drew him savingly unto thyself. We thank thee for his life and for his example and for his encouragements along the way. And Lord, we do remember the family. We pray that thou wouldst draw near to them. We thank thee that thou art a refuge in the time of trouble. And we pray that as the storms of grief would blast, that thou wouldst shelter them and give them strength. And we ask, O God, that thou would teach us to number our days, Help us, Lord, to be ready for that moment when we might receive that call from this world to stand before Thee. We pray that Thou wouldst be with us even as we make our way now to the graveyard. We pray for Thy hand to be upon us. For we ask these things, Lord, in Thy name and for Thy glory. Amen.